Let's get started. So today, again, the next issue of our chukkas relates to the bed or couch or bench. So the Gemara says, again, in Shabbos, the same story with the Talmud Chacham who died at a young age and his wife. She spoke to Eliyahu HaNavi. So on Yud Gimel Beis, the Gemara says, what was the issue there? What was the thinking on his part? The guy was such a big Talmud Chacham. He learned all the time. So how did he make a mistake? So the Gemara says, Kios Rav Dimi, at the conclusion, the Gemara Beis, Kios Rav Dimi, Amar Mito Chada Hava, it was one bed. Okay, the Rashi is, it's one bed, Mito Chada Hava Rechava, but it's a very big bed, a wide bed. So the low Kira Basar Hava, there was no physical contact, it was such a big bed, king-sized bed, whatever. So the Sova, the Sharbach, he thought that was Mutter. Okay, and then the Mevarava, Amar Amar Vitzvah Yosef, Sinam Asibin, Amar Vitzvah Yosef, some kind of a, I don't know, we said the like pants or culottes or something like that. But the main issue for us now is the bed issue, right? Apparently it makes a difference, at least according to the way Rashi's learning, that it's a very wide bed, so it doesn't seem to be a problem. Or at least he thought it wasn't a problem, and turns out that it is a problem, even if it's a wide bed. So the Gemara, Totosus, yes, Akasha, in Source 3, Tozimita Chada Hava. So what about Palti ben Laish? Who was Palti ben Laish? Okay, so we know from Navi. Let's look for the, like, I just printed a couple of psukim Shmuel Aleph. In Perek Yuches, Shaul HaMelech, when he was having his difficulty to David, so at one point, David wanted to marry Michal Bas Shaul, and the question is what he's going to give, is a dowry and whatever else. So the Pasuk says, Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yuches, Pasuk Chafein, so sure, we'll come back to Tos in a second. Omer Shaul, Ko Somel to David, Ein Chafetz LaMelech B'Moar. Okay, I don't want any money and so on. You want to acquire my daughter? Keep him mea arlos plishtim. Go kill 100 plishtim. He figured that'll get rid of David. And he gave an assignment that he thought he's going to get killed. That'll be the end of David. So, he said, okay, if that's what's going to take to marry into Shaul's family. So Pasuk Hazayim, Vayakam Dabir Elechu Vanasha Vayach Beplishtim Asayim Ish Vayovo Vayove Dabir Is Arlosom Vayomalam LaMelech Lizchatein BaMelech Vayitein Lo Shol Es Michal Bito Lisha. So, well, his plan was foiled, but he kept his word. So then David married Michal Bas Shol. Later on, in Parak Chav Hei, in Pasuk Mem Dalet, so it's 5, it says Vishol Nosen Es Michal Bito Lisha.
Is there an issue of Hanam Minam Eis here? Is there? I don't know, I just thought about it.
Oh, I don't know. Okay. I mean, for the Goyen, but I don't know. Okay, I'm not sure. But anyway, so the pasuk later on in Parakaf Hey, it was all small after the pasuk Parakaf Hey pasuk Mendav Vishol Nosos Michal Bito Aishas David LePalti Ben Laish Hashem Yigalim. He gave Michal as a wife to a gentleman by the name of Palti Ben Laish. So there's a whole discussion the Gemara has in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says was David actually really married to Palmit? Shaul didn't accept it, didn't really mean it, it wasn't whatever. Shaul had a different intention in mind, so it wasn't really a marriage. So anyway, or was a marriage, so this Paltim and Laish was with Michal, so he didn't want to have a relationship because he held maybe she's married to David already. So Tosa says, getting back to the three, Tosa and Shabbos, you're going base. Paltim and Laish, not Tzcherev Beino Leveino. He put a sword in the middle of the bed, that'll keep you away, okay? Ika, so why do you have to do that? So Ika, why don't you just have a wide bed? They wouldn't come near. So Ika, lememar shirochok menahoya biyoser. Okay, so they said it was a very wide bed, it was very far away. By a possible shirabim shaloha mishum yichud, there was the door was open or whatever, no yichud. Oh, shema sover kishol shaloya some mikudeshes of David, umachme al atzmo hayab milavole. Umachme, even though he didn't tell it wasn't a mikudeshes. But in any event, we see that perhaps even a wide bed, might be a problem. So keep that thought in mind as we go through the Rishonim on this issue. There are really two issues, as we'll see. There's really sitting on the bed when she is or isn't there, okay, and lying in bed when she is there. There's two different issues, really. The Balei Nefesh, in Source 6, Shahar Prisha Simon Gimel, quotes, Ra'isi b'tshuva l'Rabbeinu Hai. Quotes the Tshuva Rabbeinu Hai Gong. Okay? Shoshol os ala kalo, shenivel abilis mitzim, tzvichin nekim, tzvichin kashar nidas olom. Okay, we discussed this already, right? There's a kala and the tzu and a kim. The heishim in haga dilani baal baras adam alpha bishos adam yigmor biyosu biparish, right? Allowed to finish that act, good. But the haga is not some kol shiva kanida the yasol the haigi, so she sits in a separate place and so on. Kishar nidas kishgadeish lo herga, which we discussed it, right? First of the kala. Utzricha shenukim utzvila kikar zava. Ella, the only thing is, he says, she'ein anu metamin mishkov shetachtea b'shaz bila mishum delav nidava dahi elasofik. We don't, however, say that the bed in which he's on is tamei tumas mishkov Moshe, but not metamei the mishkov, because she's not really nida. So says Rabbi Haigon in that tshuva. So the Rabbi is the obvious kasha. Ve'ein amar al birat vora. Lasha omar she'ein amar tam mishkov shetachtea b'shaz bila mishum delav nidava dahi. V'il hoysa nidava dahi klumi eshtum v'tar b'zman etzom tamei mishkov shetachtea. What's he talking about? He said, well, in this case, with the kala, with the bride, so we're not metame the, you know, the bed. That's the difference between the bride and the regular woman who's a nida. So the rabbi says, what are you talking about? And if she would have been a regular, because she's not a real nida, as we discussed, right? You know, she's a tam psul and whatever else, but says the rabbi, what do you mean? Even if she were a real nida, since when is the bed tame? So the Raibid deduces from there, Venir Midvarov, not real Tumah, Milchus Tumah Vatar, but Venir Midvarov, Sha'asur Lishan al Mitas al Shonida, Afilu Bishah, She'ena Bemita, Mishum Hergel. That's what it means, okay? It's not really proper for a man to lie in his wife's bed when she's a Nida, because again, it's a certain familiarity. But that's what the Rav Haigon meant. Vidafke Nidavadai, Avalkala Mutalishan al Samita Achar Sha'am the Metzal, Afilu Bosa Sadin Shadam Olop. Even though it's not strictly speaking correct, but it makes sense. So the Ravid is understanding from Rav Haigon that what Rav Haigon meant was not a din of tumas mishkav moshe that we're not metam. It means we have a special leniency, but a kallah can stay in the same bed, fine, because she's not a real nida. But a real nida, you shouldn't even lie in the same bed. You understand his reading of Rav Haigon. The Ramban, independently, in Perek Ches of Hilkos Nida, of Zion 7, Asur Lishkav, now notice the word Lishkav, okay, which does not necessarily mean in the sleeping sense, even as reclining, but that doesn't mean sleeping. Asur Lishkav al Mitasa Shal Nida, Filo B'Sha She'en B'Mita, even if she's not there. She's not there now, she's downstairs. Still, May Hergal Aver. B'Chol Amar B'Brachoka Areza Meshuba. Good, that's the Ramban. Okay. The notice this word lishkav. Notice the verb. The verb is important here. Right? You saw this, right? So the Rashbo and the Torah Sambai is Aruch by Zion Sharbeis. Rashbo writes, "Kasa Raivetzal Medivar Ben Haigonzal Sheoser Lishan." He says Lishan Al Mitasa Afilu Ena Ima Mita Mishum Hergal Avera. V'Nir Madvar. He says Kavachomer Shafilu Hatzia Mitasa Fano Oser Mishum Hergal Avera. Even for her to make the bed, to set up the bed. We'll talk about that maybe tomorrow. Okay. Other harchokas are not making the bed in front of him, and so on. So lishkav mitzvah mamish ish hergal yosel kol shekin. Okay, so that's what these rishonim are talking about. The Rosh also basically quotes the Rabbi verbatim. The Rosh in the beginning of the Parag Yud of Masechas Nida, he quotes Tshuva Shela of Haigon. He quotes the whole the Rosh. I don't have to read. The Rosh quotes the whole of Haigon. The way the Rabbi presented it. If you look in the tour, source 10, let's go over the tour. The Rosh just said, look, he quotes the Ravid. So we saw the Ravid inside. So my point is that all the major Rishonim, right, the Ravid, all the major Rishonim we talk about, in the Hilchos Nida, the Ravid, and the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Rosh, they all quote this din. If you look at the tour, in our Siman, Kuf Tzari Hei, notice the tour's line is 10. Below Yeshev, B'mita Miucheres Lo, Afil Shlo B'Fanel. Ain't Tzarek Lomar Shlo Yishanim Al-Mita, Afil Kolecha B'echa B'udo, Ain't Nogin Zebazeh. The Torah understands that the verb here is loyesh. You shouldn't even sit on the bed. Never mind lying down. That certainly you shouldn't go to sleep in the same bed with her. Okay? Even if they're both dressed and so on. Like we saw in the Gemara, we'll get to that. Okay? We saw that Gemara already. Right? That was the Bailu on the Gimel. We'll come back to it. But you hear the Torah's point is loyesh, even sitting on the bed, not lying down in the bed. So the Bach jumps on that. Okay, the Bach, in 11, the Bach jumps on that. It says loyesh mita. That was also the Nusra of the Beis Yosef with Tema. Where does our Rebbe, the tour, get that from? Lo Yeshiv. The Harosh Peperka Tinokas Lo Kol, he quotes the Rosh. Okay. The Harosh Peperka Tinokas Lo Kosov Al Shem Haravid El Shalo Yishan. Right? You look carefully there. That's how the Rosh quoted it, right? That's how I printed the Rosh. Okay, and that's how the other Rishonim quote also. So lo yishan, okay, the sleeping in the same bed. Not saying it's sitting, okay. The king kasher in leel sosikum samigil. So nearly the toes sofer. It's a mistake here too. It's arach lomar ve lo yishan. Okay? He said it should say here, lo yisham, not lo yeshav. It's a mistake. And then he says, v'sarm acherim kasuva lo yishkav. And that we can understand a Tosafot, because only a one letter difference. Right, lo yeshav, you just have a chof in there, it says lo yishkav, right? Which I pointed out, is the Ramban's lotion. Back in 7, Hilchos Neder, Parches Ozayin, also lishkav. So that I can understand. Lishkav is it became lo leshav, you know. We'll get to later the dafka lishkav sham v'lishan kishepoch begorav who the usher of a yeshiva ba'almo just sitting there even if she's a kishehu lovish begorav ain bo isser shalom b'fanah there's no us isser if she's not there okay v'kain nirali udalo kamosha kasa b'shulchan aruch leishemita I don't think the shulchan aruch is right now let's what does the shulchan aruch say the shulchan aruch accepts the Torah gives him. Okay, and some kufts out of here and say, hey, the Shulchan Aruch writes 12. Lo yeshev b'mita amichadasav filu shalom b'fanel. Lo yeshev. Lo yeshev. So that's what he accepts. All right? So now they're going to sit on the bed, even if she's not there. She shouldn't sit on her bed when she's in either the Taz. And so caught in Vav 13. Mashma filu yeshiva b'alma b'lo shchiva. Why? He says, why? Di b'shiva nami, he can hear her. O mitzada here, yavu l'dei her galaveri. Sitting on her bed, you know, that could also be arousing, I guess, to some extent. And lead it, galaveri, kain kashav is yosim. He says, v'yesorim isa b'tur kan lo yishkav. Some gearses have lo yishkav. Umori v'chos nizal, that's the Bach, right? The Taz quotes his father, the Bach, says, the tov sofer who begearses shalo yeshiv, right? And, but below nira, I don't think it's right. I don't think his dirk is correct. He based it on the Gemara earlier, and there's talking about the Kala, Lira, the Hosn, the Kala, Filu Shana Shamuta, was in Vadai, the Gam Yeshiva Shayach Bohir, the Akasa Mordechai, the Ramon Mavir, the Samuk, the Osir Leishav al Safsal Aruch. We'll see later in today's Shia. We're not allowed to sit on a bench, say, you know, a long bench. The Kosher can Yeshiva Mita Shalad, he can hear her to me. So the Taz rejects, he rejects the Bach's rejection of the Tor. Okay, the Taz defends the Tor and hence the Mechaber. Say, no, the issue is loyation. It's like a samsul. You shouldn't sit on her bed. It's not just lying down there. You feel loyation. The Shach and the Nekudas HaKesef on this Taz, 14, and the Taz is again, it's just a Simkub Sarah. He said, hey, the Taz is the Sukkot Vav. So the Nekudas HaKesef and Sukkot Aleph writes, the Taz, Hissig ala Bach Shalok Kedas. Okay, he says the Taz objected to Bach. It's not correct. His objection is not correct. The Ikaraya Sumiloshan arrived, Shavi Arosh, Rebbe Yosef, etc. Okay? Mashra Dafka Lishon Osir. Came in Ozalia Lesolashiv. That's the Baskashi. Look in the original source. So what Lishon? So who says Lashiv? Okay? And then he brought another Raya. He says, the Bach did, that it's Lirala sit on a Sapsol. That's the Torah sitting. Okay? Again, the Shulchan Aruch says even lo yeshiv, right? And the Bach, the Taz objects. So the Shach defends the Bach, and the Shulchan Aruch says there is lo yeshiv. Okay, he says lo doctor hasam lav mishum hiru ela kevin misnoded as havi kinegia. He says no. The problem with the bench, as we'll see shortly, is the bench moves, you know, so you're sitting next to somebody, it could slide, it shakes, you can, because the issue is there is in the gear, it's no issue of being on a bench. So that's a different thing. You can't bring a riot from there, the Shach says, to sitting on a bed, a firm bed, as opposed to, you know, a bench doesn't mean like we have a park bench, it's almost like a, you know, like a hammock or something like that, you know, sort of loose kind of thing. He says, so therefore you can't bring a riot from there. That you can sit on a bed. No, you can't sit on a bed. Inami, Kevan Dishneim Yoshim Aleho. Okay. Inami, Kevan Dishneim Yoshim Aleho, Biyachar, Havale Kiyoshin, Imamita, the Osa, which ain't no good, there was a Mashen Kin Hocha. They're also, they're sitting together. Okay, they're sitting together. So that's like lying down together in a bed. But over here, you know, we sit by himself, there's no problem. Okay, other than again the possibility of touching. So, however, the Shach himself in Sivkot Yud writes, quotes the Bach, Abach Cholik Dafka Lishkav Sham Belishon Kishapos Begara Hudas Ol Yishuv Ba'Alma Kishapos Begara Ein Lo Isra Filu Benav Befanel. It sounds like the Shach does accept. No, it sounds like the Shach at the end in the Shach, Sivkot Yud comes back and says. the only thing is relying there. So the Kudus HaKetzer, he kind of questions the riot, but at the end he accepts it.
The Bach, he's...
Not the Bach, the Shah.
The Shah says the Bach, right?
He says the Bach is Cholik. Oh, I'm sorry, correct, I'm sorry. Yeah. The Bach, you're right. Shach accepts the Bach, right. Accepts the Kudus HaKetzer, he questions the riot, and Shach accepts the Bach's Hagor, so to speak, that is, there's no problem sitting. Okay? And those are the two rides brings the Kudus HaKetzer. One is that the original Mokker was only talking about Shena, so who says the sitting's a problem? And number two, you can't compare it to the bench, because there the issue is Nagia. Right? So the Taz is two refutations of the Bach. The Shach said not refutations, a refutation. The Bach is talking correct. I'm sorry, yeah. So it comes out to Machlokas. It's Machlokas, the Bach and the Beis Yosef. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, obviously, Beis Yosef, so he says it includes even sitting. Taz says no, the Bach says there's no problem with sitting. And the Taz says no, the Shulchan Aruch is correct. Even sitting is a problem, and the Shach is Mekel, like the Bach, on sitting. Okay?
Like
that, I think people will make them, yeah. Just to sit on the bed, yeah.
And okay. How do you find Yucharis? Is it there at a hotel? And except there one night?
That's a good question.
Is it one of the bed you always see in their home, or like...
You know, again, if the issue is here, okay, then probably it's only a bed at home. You know, it's associated with intimacy with her. I don't know, it's a good question. These are hotels, so usually... One selects one bed. I don't know. Unless they have a pattern, she always takes the one that's close to the bed. I don't know. It's a good question. I'm not sure. I don't know. Anyway, Mekel in terms of the... I think Mekel and Klishah. Then the Taz says something else. At the end of that same Sirkot, in Vav 16, the Taz says, V'nira the kosher kenu, shehi lo tishan b'mita shalo, yesh trei hira b'shich v'kumo. The Taz himself says, I'll tell you where there is a difference. Okay, again, the Taz thought that the Shulchan Aruch is correct, that they're not allowed to sit, right? The Taz does say the following. First of all, she should not lie down in his bed. That's even more, you know, if he sees her there and so on, it's even more arousing, right? The more today's tray here. But he says, but for her just to sit there, a yeshiva ba'alma mutala mitzvah the hilo margalali, kani really. His point, in other words, there the Taz does recognize a chilik between yeshiva, in other words, with the man, he justifies the psak, he accepts the Taz, accepts the shochar against the bach, the miloyesha, right? With the woman in the man's bed, that he says only problem if she's lying down, but not sitting. Okay?
Isn't that weird, though, if he's saying that it's like a
culture can
if she's lying in his bed?
Right, but I guess sitting there doesn't generate the same here if she's sitting in his bed. If she's lying there, it should be the same. You're right. Okay. Yeah, well, I could see we want good machmir. I mean, I could see it.
Also, if the riot is from Safsal, then it's also prone for a woman to sit in Safsal with the man, so...
Right, but that's the riot, just that sitting is an issue. There's not Mucheris to either one of them. Right? The riot in Safsal is just that there's a problem sitting. But I hear it's a good arm. Okay. And there are other things. The Piskei Teshuva points out in Karten Ches, it's not just... It's not just a matter of the bed, but who are din al karim am yuchan la? That's all relevant today. Pillows, right. But I think it's all right. Enough of them. I'm saying something more like big pillows. You know that some people have that kind of things. Yeah. You can't talk about the kosher am yuchan lo asur heilish kavaleim. We saw that. That's the Taz. Okay. And he says, "Well, fiza had the kasev tatsik on zayin. The isha need the yachol lishkavas. The dinay baile mar be'enim yuchadalo. Inami mar shalom b'fano. The afduha mitoso asur gam kain shalom b'fanaya. The kamakom hi al mitoso nearly the muter shalom b'fano. That's another chilek that she can even lie in the bed if he's not there. Because so, the point is that there's no hira for her. We discussed that yesterday, right? The yehurim are different for men and for women. So the man it's more easy to generate yehurim." So if he's not there, she's not going to get any big hirurim just by lying down in his bed. So then it's okay.
The matter of him sitting there is only if she's not there, right?
Yes.
In front of her, you can't do anything?
I think not. Okay. He's a philophone.
In the bath.
Go that far. He did. But the Taz, the point is that she, there's certainly no problem in his bed, if there's even lying down, if there's no lobafana. Right? And then in Sukkot and Tesh, just says, Shalobafana, Venir Pashadim, Eina Be'ir, Klal, Mutter. You know, so she's not even home. Then there's no issue at all. Not there, so not going to look any of her.
She's not there, you know.
Oh, because she, in Eina Be'ir. She's not there, you know.
Okay. Everything's fine.
Yeah. Okay, in terms of the bed. Torah's Ashlamim, Sukkot and Zayim. Right, lo yesh mitzvah kol shmei lishon lav, aval hi mashmei d'divrei poskim t'mutaras lishon lamitzvah shelo, mishum d'hi lo margalo, like we said about the linen shtia, remember? And like we said about that. And he also brings the Rai again from that same story, and they weren't Shabbos there, but gabi uvda d'elio, ocho v'shosi imi, v'lo mar achalti imo v'shosi simo, he, again, everything's on him, okay? And also it said there, yashan imi, right? So, however, the Taz caused afilu hi asu lishon mitzvah mikolo, vein dvar v'chorchum klal. This would be the whole principle. He says it's okay for her to do whatever. Certainly, if he's not there. V'chasaro Taz in the giyush and agev besidun shum aluchol b'dam ein insaf v'shik tzas. There's always a shibushu. Okay, and that's what I skipped that. But we'll leave that out. That's something else. Okay.
Like
she
gets even
lying
in front of him. Though.
Yeah.
Which
is
not
married off. Yeah.
Some of the
Rosh Hashanah
yesterday
about like how a woman. Right, the times are different. Yeah. Okay. Now, in terms of the bed, what about some other type of bench? Or some other type of a chair? Or a wagon? Or other people sitting next to each other? Or is it sort of a Chubas or Moshe car? So the Mordechai, and there in Shabbos, the first parak, Rabbi's Rachel on the class, right? So it was safer at Sofnas Paneach. I'm not sure what safer that is. There's a Tzofnas Paneach from the Ragachover. That's always have to be quoted by the Mordechai. Right? Tzofnas Paneach was Yosef's nickname, right? In the Chumash, that the Paro gave him that name. So Ragachover was Yosef Rosen. So he called the safer Tzofnas Paneach. But obviously there was another Tzofnas Paneach earlier. And it's Kosev B'Shem Rashi. And he cites the name of Rashi. She Osir Leishim Al Kisei Oruch Asher Ishtan Nidu Shevet Allah. A long bench, like some kind of bench, or you know, some type of a swing or something in front of the house, a long bench, so that you're not allowed to sit when she's in either. Okay, that's the Mordechai. So Shumas Hadeshin, Simration of Nun Aleph was asked or asked Shela Isha Nida Mao Shetashiv Imbaila Al Hagola Lalechas Mir Leir. What about in those days you rode a wagon from one town to the other? So can they sit next to each other in a wagon? Careful not to touch. She's in the front seat, he's in the back seat, the other way around. Okay? So is that mutter to be in the same wagon? Tshuva? I'm pretty sure I saw this one, I don't know. Allowed it. Even though the Mordechai says, and that's interesting, he says, Mordechai Karma Parakama the Shabbos Bishem Sefer Hapardes Mishmo Shel Rashi. Now we know Sefer Hapardes was the Sefer of the base of Rashi. We're familiar with, of course, Rashi on the Chumash and Rashi on Nach and Rashi on the Gemara, but there were a couple. So there's a Sefer called Chuvas Rashi, there's a Siddur Rashi, there's a Sefer called Sefer Ora, Sefer Hapardes. They're all from the base of Rashi. Many things in the Matzah Vitri come from there. They're available. We have the base of Rashi at home. So there's a Sefer called Sefer Hapardes. So I'm wondering. That wasn't itself the Spanak, was a Sefer Hapardes. But whatever it was, that's, you know, from Rashi. But she also lay Shabbat Safso. Okay? And so she's the same problem here. Near the Ein L'dama Torah Zuh, I'm Mr. Dama L'gamri. Shem B'sor L'chali. He says, even though Rashi seemed to say you can't sit even on a long bench, so we should ask her being in the same wagon, even though they're on opposite sides of the bench. He says you can't make a comparison unless the comparison is a complete comparison. There's no sor lachalik. Bilchus nida, kasev ala the horazu chomer ba'almi. You can nuchal lachalik dafki yeshiva laf safsel biyachad. Why? Because near mederek kederek chiba, derech ohavim liskabeitz yachal lizvay b'chai gavna. Right, people who are close to each other, they love each other, and so on. So that's who you sit next to. You know, on a bench or a swing, something like that. Someone you have a warm relationship with, right? You know, there's some strangers on one of these long swings, you don't sit next to them. Okay, maybe a bench you do, but that's a distinction he makes. What's a wagon? A bunch of people, sometimes more of them, you know, then you got, how did you get a wagon? You got 10 people together who had to go to the next town. So they paid the balagola, the wagon driver, to go, that's bal agola. In Yiddish, I say if it's balagola. You know, it mixes people up. I think before Pesach, now, some people kasher kelim, so it says ein magilin. So Rav says ein magilin ela b'fnei bal hagola. You shouldn't do hagola unless somebody knows that the dinim or bal hagola. It doesn't mean bal hagola, a wagon driver, right? The bal hagola, someone knows how to do hagola properly. Bal hagola means a wagon driver. So they would hire a wagon driver, get 10 people together, they'll pay you $100 to take us to the next town, whatever. That's it. So it's going. That's not. There's no derechiva. It's not a romantic, you know, or loving activity. And I feel him Aksham Ain Bagala El Isra Eastern, even though they're the only ones in the wagon right now, okay? Or even Agala Shalahemi, Mikomokum Lav Derechiba. The definition of Agala, it's not a Derechiba, it's not a place. You know, a private swing or a bench somewhere is one thing, but not a wagon. People use a wagon to get from one place to the other, okay? And Bechain Shamat Shechalak Echam Edom Del El Vahanoig Lahatir Leshav Yachal Safsok Shemuchuber Bekosa Bias. Okay, commercial game law so be stabos by base a horror about their kites. But if they have a bench that's fixed, okay, and you know, it's banged into the wall and so on and so forth, and that's just where people sit, you know, there's nothing romantic about that either. Maybe that's mutter also. Flimsy kind of bench, you sit down next to it's familiarity. You need to be familiar with the person you sit next to them. I'm not by God, I'm sure neither Derek Thiel, but it does say at the end, that's. To go, you have to get somewhere for business reasons or whatever. Om non aleches pagolam isho nida derech teal leganos lekramim ukahai gav the low burden lehati. I'm not so sure. You're just riding the wagon to go out for a walk in the forest or in the woods or in the vineyard, in the garden somewhere out in the meadow. That I'm not so sure is mutter. Why? Because the whole ambiance, the whole mood there. You're going for a walk in the park. You're going for a walk through the orchards or whatever, that's already kind of an intimate thing. So there, even going in the wagon by yourself, maybe the hirur already there. You hear what he's saying? If you're going in a wagon, you got to go to the next town because you got to go there for business or you're traveling there. But if you're doing it in a way that derech teal, the ganos lekromim, I'm not so sure. Okay, now, in Mung Rishonim, so the Orchas Chaim, in the Chosnida Oz Yid Aleph writes in 21, but also leisha b'safse sheshevis im eina kavua shelo tucha l'naneo anor v'anor. Again, it won't slide, you know, it won't slide into each other. And b'yesh matirin im yesh adam echad ben, there's another person there. Like with the wagon, other people do, then it's mutter. Okay? The Aguda, we mentioned once before, the Aguda in Nida, okay, in Paragud, is Oz Mem Gimel, writes in 22, Motsosi b'tshuva de bizmanaze yochol ha'yishleishu nishu b'karen o b'svina, v'afilu svina k'tana mistadedes, even though it's like a rowboat that shakes all the time, o al gav safso rak she yafsik adam echad b'neim o teva o shum davar. So between them, a person sitting between them, a box of some sort, some kind of an interruption between them. Okay? So we're machmer, the Rishonim are machmer sitting on the bench. The Beis Yosef in some Kuf Tzadi Hei concludes this discussion 23 by saying, "V'chum rezu di yeshiva safso shamati shenogim bo Ashkenazim or v'sfaradim lo nogavo." And these are Ashkenazic Rishonim, all the ones just quoted, the Shmos Hadeshen and the Orchas Chaim of Lunel and the Agude. These are all Ashkenazic, and the Shmos Hadeshen. They're all Ashkenazic. Mordechai. They're all Ashkenazic Rishonim. So he says the Ashkenazim have this chumrah, but the v'sfaradim don't have it. Okay, and so the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it at all. And Sif Hei, the Ramah, brings it, right? And so Kuf Tzadi Hei Sif Hei, 24, Hagah. The also Ramah brings it. That's Ashkenazic practice, right? The also leishol safsal aruch shemis nadedes beinu mechuberes akosel kasheish tenidah yoshevaz al kotz Mordechai, and he says yesh matirim kishalav achem acher mafsi benem. We saw that they're good. And v'chein lo'elch imishto b'agol ha'achaz v'sina achaz im holech rak derech tiul, like the conclusion of the Trumas Hadeshin, you shouldn't go, you know, even, you know, just a derech tiul, you're going on an outing, you know. Aval im holech mir le'er l'tzrochol mutra afal pishi v'shnohem l'vadam, l'vad sheshu v'derech shlo yigur zebizeh. Again, they're going for business, they're going for other reasons, so the whole mood, the whole setting is not, you know, one of intimacy, so then it's mutter, okay? That's the shulchan. That's how the Ramah passes. There are a shulchan in Sifri Tes in Kutzari. Hey, 25. The leisha of Safsa Arka Shehu Ohi Yoshevav Also La Sheni Leishav. Whichever one that at first element shouldn't sit on it. Mipnei Shem is not dead because it you know it's wobbly, it shakes. Habi Kenegiya Avol Koros Kvedim Sheenam is not dead. Safsa Kaved. Heavy beams, heavy planks, heavy benches, and so on. Or chen al kisa gosh akona kanapa mutar and shneim leishol. Yesh matim of safsal kal, and some even allow it as we saw in a lightweight bench, provided there is another person masik benayim, and so on. And don't ask me, he says. I don't know how many of us were thinking of asking this, but don't ask me, he says. The laws of zovin, okay, the mishnayos maseches zovin says that a a Zov Tor shouldn't sit, we discussed it, shouldn't sit with a Zov Tomei. And there, it's, you know, we don't have this, this Kula. So that's because there, you can transmit Tuma through what's Heset. Heset. Hey, Yud, Samach Tes. That means just moving it, causing it to move. You cause something to move, that generates Tuma. It's called Tuma's Heset. Okay? Not like Shul, you know, Shul's Heses, there's a suff at the end. So some people pronounce it the same way. It's not the same thing at all. I once, years ago, out of Chavrusa, we learned Shul's Heses. You understand how? That's a different word. You pronounce it with a suff, you realize it's a different word. Anyway, so that's what the Rosh Shulchan says. It's Simchof, okay? Because here, by there, by Tumah, there's a din of Hesed, but Bekan Hesed ain't Isarak Negiah. There's no Isarak cause movement. This is Negiah. And it's in Chachov, the Chosho writes, Im Tzrichim Linsa Ba'agol HaTzarche Mutter, Apush Misnadim Shum De Ein Zek Negiah Mamish, Velochen Mutom, Vaj Shal Yigiv Zev Zav Filip Ibdehem, Af Apish Ein Moem Acher, Rak Hem Levadon, Hu Adin Besrina V'chol Zek Kishanosim L'Tzarche, Abashu Tiyul Ba'alma V'chein Leganos U'Pardesim, Also, the Kishanosim Atil Yesh Kir Das Harbe. You know, you're going out and outing together. There's warmth. It generates. And B'chashir L'Takola. Okay, B'gamol Atil Zel Atil Ba'al Afil Leilach Atel B'yachad Enu Nachal Mitam Zeh. And even forget about riding in a wagon. What if you're going for a walk into the garden or to some place? Some folks can say that it's, you know, it's better not to go to a vacation, or at least a vacation just with your wife. I don't know if she's an either. You know, because be on vacation, if you're going to, you know, with your children and so on, so that's not so good anyway. But some person say, try to be careful, you know, on vacation or where you're walking when she's in either. I printed three children from Moshe Feinstein about a car. Okay, 26, this is Chelek Aleph of Yerdes and Tzadi Beis. Ulinyani mutar lelech imishtan either be machine. It's a car. A Yiddish car is a machine. Bechonit. Mitzar anidot. After all, the car moves also. So he says, he quotes the Trumas Hadeshin, he quotes the Ramah in the name of the Trumas Hadeshin, okay? That what? That Shemutar Lelech Meir Lelech Tzrochov Avalotir Lo Yechu, that's based on Trumas Hadeshin, okay? And he writes at the end, the third line, Mashin Adif Misfina Shal Ramah. Car is better. The Kavanasu Sfina Ktana Shemisnadedes Mitzada Isha. Because when it talks about a Sfina, it's not talking about a cruise ship, you know, an ocean liner, which may as well be on land. Right. You're talking about like a rowboat, a small boat, a canoe, or something like that, that shakes as a result of the other person being in there. So then, instead of harbe pum, it's a yeshivasan. The machine who kisina gedola, sheina nidnud klau b'shul yeshiva. If the car shakes a little bit, that's not because there's another person in there, it's because of whatever bump was the car itself, not being another person there. Okay? So he says, Yosef notice machine alfotil yeshahat there. Both when Shaliga is Ebezer, you can, even the stam of the trip, it's okay, as long as they don't touch. Okay? Kigon, Behul, Fanim, Behul, Achor, one's in the front seat, one's in the back seat, something like that. Or even Balkam Echad, and Rechokim is Ebezer. We've owed on a Shin, Vada Yishalatim, other people in the car, Vada Yishalatim. Okay, with Pratcha, Etzem, Isu, Yishiva, Sasso, Echad, Uchum, Ba'alma. The whole Israel sitting on the same bench, only Chomer to begin with. We saw the Beis Yosef said the Sfarim don't accept it. Nothing to talk about. That's a motion, not true. Another true. Also, that was a Chelik Alson and Sadi Beis. Here, it's a motion, Chelik Beis, and Ayin Zayin, 27. Over Dvar, Lisa Machine, Shekasavti, Shahatir, okay? Because the Nidnud is not because you know, the car is heavy, and the Nidnud is not because of her. Lachain, the second line, Yesh Lahatir, Gamim, Irish, Yesh Nidnud, Gamach, Masom, Mitzad, Asafsu, Shosh, Shosh, and Shura, We saw that the bed was banged into the wall, the bench rather, and we saw that. She said, even if her presence, let's say she's heavier, it's a small car, you know, and therefore the presence of another person does, you know, the movement of another person does cause, you know, shaking or whatever, still, the car, the seat is attached to the car, so it's like mechuba lakoso, we were mako, okay, and, and he brings a riot, okay, and he says, V'cheinu machine, the Tama Heteru, three lines at the bottom of 27, Mishum She'etzem Ha'ishi, Shiva Sasu, Rak Chomer is there anyway, V'lo Asu Zem Mechuber, they didn't ask it when it's Mechuber, it's like Mechuber, okay, and Mei She'ula Yesh Tasafake, Kasaf, on the other hand, you could argue with this, and therefore I said to other people there, and certainly there's room to be Mekel. Then, in Chelek Bei, Simon Pei Gimel, the Moshe writes, U'dvar Alechaz Yachad Levaker Eitzel Chaverim, they want to travel together, go visit friends. Oh, the tail, you know, private trip. Any roi b'zeshi aser, okay? To stop go, it's not by car. To stop go together when she's in need to visit friends, or to stop go on a little field. I don't think there's any issue here. The mashahuska baramos and kutzar eisim tayu rak she also left by gola achas or v'suna achas im hutzur im hatzorich rach the tail. It's not there's anything wrong with the tail per se. It's going to the teal of the man, you know, but Isu mitzari yeshiva biyachad. Okay? And she came and shul teal, she ain't true to mishum dover, not thinking about anything else, a vacation. So dover yesh, mishum dover yesh lochus yosha, she skarbu zilu zela zeb yeshiva sub. Yivolu de nigir, Moshe Rabbeinu, what's the whole issue here? There's no issue when she's in either for them to go visit the friends together, or to go for a walk together. Okay? It's about to make sure they don't touch. The Isser is what the Chumash Hadeshin meant was to, and the Ramah quotes, is if they're in a car and they're going for that purpose, they're a little bit looser because they're not thinking about anything else. So now it's more likely they'll be touching. But the Etzem, you hear what I'm saying? The Etzem Tiyul is not the issue. Right? The Etzem destination is not the issue in terms of that destination itself being Usser. It's that when you're going on a certain type of trip, so then there's more likely to be physical contact on the way. Okay? Where the physical situation lend itself to that, like in a rick, you know, sort of a boat or a bench or a wagon, but that's more of a problem. Okay? But anyway, when it comes to a car, he says, besides that, again, I think a car is better anyway. The machine who could see a good dollar, she ain't need no shoes, you anyhow. Okay? Here we're saying this, Chuba, in other words, you're saying that that's an Isser. The Tiyul is not the Isser. The Tiyul's going to Tiyul in a car where there could be physical contact, that's an issue, as opposed to going on a business trip or some other need, a necessity, go shopping, or they have to do that, that's something else. Okay? And then he said at the end, he says, and also I said about having another person in there, well, what's that? Where's the other person sitting? Where's the other person sitting? In between them. The other person's in there, you have to be careful with that too. He says, because you're going to put another person in between, so now he's on top of her. That's worse. Right? In other words, he said if the person in between is a brother, it's a sister, something like that, it's a different story. But, you know, stop another person, oh, he should sit in between them. Now everything's okay. Now it's worse. He's on top of her. This is right? Okay. Anyway, that takes care of in terms of sitting and, you know, whether it's on a bed or...
Do they need that? They need the person in between the
guard? No. He said that it's better, in the earlier two children, he said that it's better that some other person is there. Okay, there's less of it. He said it's better.
That's when Mark got sitting on the back row and like in the front row, where it's already separate anyway.
Well, I think in the back. In the front, now the way our cars are, yeah, it wasn't like separate. That, really. Yeah, the bucket seats.
In the front
also. Yeah, the front, right. The cars didn't used to have that. Yeah, the front seat was a long bench. Yeah. In the back seat.
Trucks still have it.
By the door, okay. The cars, you know, it used to be the oldest cars, fancy bucket seats. That's what they call it. I don't know if they use that term anymore. I've heard that term. I've never heard of it. They did it. They call them bucket seats or separate seats. The fancy cars there are the, you know, the Camaro or the, I don't know, whatever the fancy cars were. Those had separate seats. Now, they're all like that. There's, and in the middle, there's a place to put your coffee and all, you know, whatever else. But today, I don't think the whole issue is, but the back seat is still an issue. So you can have some business, husband, wife, and sit here, and then your neighbor's going to sit in the middle. He's on
the
top.
The back seats also most of the time are separate.
They can put something, that sometimes the thing comes down. I mean, no,
yeah,
but
sometimes the seats are separate also.
Yeah, minivans. That's true. Minivans is true. That's
especially
true.
The old blue truck in front of Lake Como, it's always there.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
An old car. He has a bench in the front seat.
Yeah, it's still
nice.
I mean, the seats, they still touch each other, but they're separate cushions.
Yeah, but they're all attached. I don't know. Yeah, the old cars in the front seat. I mean, I used to, you know, I used to drive a carpool whenever I was, before I was married. I made some money driving guys in. I sat by myself, seven people in a car comfortably, three in the front seat, four in the back seat, three boats, you know, wide car, the Oldsmobile. Three in the front, very comfortable. Not a problem. Really not a problem. Different world. Okay, anyway, now we come to the sleeping issue. So if you remember correctly, we're not going to read the whole Gemara again because we read it yesterday, but that same Gemara. Okay, so I'd kind of about sitting. Now in terms of sleeping, so the Gemara says on Yud Gimel and Aleph 29. That was a question we started with yesterday. We got into a whole discussion about Bos V'Cholav, right? So it says, Iboilu Nida Mahu Shatishan Imbaila He Bevigdo Hu Bevigdo. Right? That was the original Iboilu. So then the Gemara says, you want to compare it to the Bos V'Cholav on the table at the same time, and if it's different because here you have a Shina and you also have two different people. Okay. Anyway, we don't have to read that whole Gemara again, or the Rashi again, but adding now at the end of the sugya, okay, we conclude that here you have Deus Ikash, you know, Dei and Shinoi, but the Gemara says in the third line, Toshma, the Gemara tries to answer the question. Okay, I printed all the Rashi in case, you know, you have a look at it separately, you'll see it, but we don't have to go through it again, right, we read it yesterday. But now the Gemara tries to resolve the question by saying Toshma, because we never really answered the question yesterday, right? It's not so clear. So, and yesterday we were only talking about eating together, because remember the real, as I pointed out yesterday, the real thrust of the Gemara was the kasha of Ibailu about sleeping together. Mausha Tisha in Ibailu, sleeping in the same bed. Hubavigdo, Hubavigdo. So there the Gemara says, now Toshma, third line. It's a pasuk, but now we'll read the end of the pasuk. It's Rabbi Dos. So that's end of the pasuk. So the Gemara says, Makish. Apparently, there's a connection. Okay, Makish Eishes Nida LeEishes Reyehu. Okay, the pasuk has both phrases. Both phrases. It's Eishes Reyehu Otime. It's El Isha Nida Lo Yikro. So makish isha nido isha ma israel who bevigdo he bevigdo aser afishto nido bevigdo aser shmamino. Right, the Gemara's conclusion is that it's aser. Right, they skip all the part in the middle. The ibayalu. Right, that was the original question. Ibayalu ma'u shatisha in ibayalu who bevigdo he bevigdo deha. Okay, so the answer the Gemara for this pasuk that equates makish isha nido isha israel. So it's taka osir, right? It's from, you know. And the Gemara concludes, we saw this also a little bit, upliga their pedos, this whole lump is against their pedos, okay? And the speaker here is of Yosef, Rashi points out, right? The Rashi at the end of 30, right? Upliga their Yosef, the posha midrasha, the high quality isra on their pedos. This mandama who learns from this posha that it's osir to be together in the same bed is against their pedos, domar of pedos, Lo osu Torah el kurva shel gila arayas bulvad. Rashi explains gila arayas means tashmish mamish. Okay, shenamar ishi shel kol shevres lo sikru legos arayas. So the first day that lo sikru according to him means only tashmish. But now we see what the context of what Rav Dos was saying. It's again, Rav Dos, yes, okay, good. Tosus there is in 31. Tosus there in Shabbos you gila out divasmo o pligler pedos, right. Dorm Vidos lo asa Torah ella the actual Tashish Amita. So it's a tema, but only the plea, Dima Darbana Asa. Maybe who says they're arguing? Maybe the Dosa agrees. And Echonami. The laws are Torah, but the Darbonan it's also. Okay. So Drex Rashi's a verse where Tom, the plea of Dosa came to the also told El Kravishal Gilad Arise Bubad. In Cain, Ain Lalu less of a Livzer, El Cain, Shalsar Kosset, the Hainu Deus Polo Shinoi. Going like, oh, how is Zav? I'm a Zav. I'm a Huba Bigda. He Bigda. Okay, he can Deus. Vishina, the low Yisbor up with us. Now, Philip H. is Yishu Bigda, we go Shari. Okay, so then the answer is what learned the Suga, that even her Pedas would not have made that Xera. And it re-elaborates, re-pirish, who plead the Pedas came in the Isla, the Lo Shach, Lashon Kurva, etc. So he says, Shuv ain't a little bit hekesh, but he's less or Huba Bigda. Kind of both on technical points that why it is a machal. Rav Dos would, even though Rabbanan, Rav Dos would not disallow it. Okay, I'm sorry. He says only Gilarai's Tashmish Mamish. He would allow. He would allow other things. Okay. Anyway, so now Tosus in Sanhedrin makes a point about this Rashi. The Sugi in Sanhedrin is Lamed Zayin Ra'al 32. Suga b'Shasham b'Shasham Shafilu k'Suga b'Shasham lo yifritzu ben protzos. Right? The Suga b'Shasham 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 all that's between them is a thorn bush, a rose bush. Okay. Well, you for two but princes again. They won't fall into a problem. Okay. Now, that's the Gemara. We'll leave that next one. Okay. The Tosus there asks, one second. Tosus dimas haTorah heida 34. Lamed zayin alav. Tomar. Wait a minute. The Harmonium Park comes to Shabbos. Makish ishto nida laEishes reyehu. Ma Eishes reyehu bigda who bigda he bigda aser. So af istanida gahacham esuga shoshanim. Right, what's going on here? Over there, the Gemara in Shabbos made an equation between istanida and eishes ish, eishes reyehu. Okay, so just like eishes reyehu is usher even when they're both when I can't believe they're even they're both dressed. So to istanida. So and because and it's rooted in the yichud of eishes issue. So, maybe neither also. Okay? And here we're saying, Suga B'Shan. Right? And no Yisri Yichud. What do you mean? Why not? Yeshama, the Hubi, the Hibi, the Surab, Ashes, Ish, Afil, below Yichud. Mishum, Ikruve, Daitor. Shanan, and Umishamin, Zemizem. Okay? No, it's not really, even without Yichud, not being a problem. The problem of being close physically with each other. Okay? So therefore, and we're not worried about that by Ishto Nida. Then Tosus says V'yesh Tema. Okay, Ma'ishna the Yichud Nida Shari Misugi Rishana Behu Bido Behu Da Seres Mehek Akesh V'yesh Ish Ifuchara. Why not say the other way around? As we're saying that Yichud is okay because of Suga Rishana, but Hu Bido Him Bido that's not okay because it's parallel to Ishus Reyehu. So why not say the other way around? Why not say that we learn that Suga Rishana will teach us that Hubigda is okay and Yichud is not okay. The answer is Shalom, Mistabar Tfei less or Hubigda Lufisha Miskarvin Yachav and Enem Ezekiel Precious. Okay? Anyway, that's Tosis. Alright? We're getting back to the issue. So the.
So what's
Tosis saying? The conclusion is that there's the Tosser, okay? That we understand why Yichud is permissible, but Hu Bigdo is still be also. And at the end of the day, you won't say that because of this Yichud, it also should be this. Okay? That's the bottom line. So, I'm sorry, because it's Noah's, yeah. You won't say that because it's Noah's Yichud, then also should be Mutter Hu Bigdo. That's the conclusion. Hu Bigdo, Hu Bigdo is a problem. It is a problem. And we said, even if it's a big bed, right? So the Rashba and the Bais HaKotzer now, by Zion Sharbez, writes, Lo Yishkav Mitzvah Shmichadis Afilu Enam Moed. We saw that. Ve'ein Tzarech Lomo Shol Tishni Mita Achatz Afilu Hu Bevigdo Hu Bevigdo Hu Bevigdo Hu Bevigdo. There's not a lot of sleep in the same bed. Okay? Now, it's interesting, just the Rambam, Rebbe actually says that exactly. Okay, the Rambam's Loshon is interesting. I'm just pointing out to you. Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Ches, Mesur Bia. But also, Adam she yidbak beishto b'shivas yom nekim elu, ve'af al pi shehi b'chsuso v'hu b'chsuso. Doesn't say exactly shchiva or sleeping. It says yidbak. So, you know, the Rambam maybe doesn't agree with this din. I don't know. Okay? The ghost Maimon is there, Oschof. Perek Halacha Yud Ches, Oschof. Right? Says a kosher Ramban she also lishka b'mitzvah yul shoshen mitzvah the ergal avera and so on, but the Rambam doesn't exactly say it. So I don't know what you're going to die. The Rambam doesn't hold this iser. Who big the he big? I don't know. Okay, but be that as it may, I'm just pointing out the Rambam knew how to write clearly, and he doesn't spell out the case. Okay, but in any case, the Shulchan Aruch does. It's Sivov now. Kuvtzari Sivov 38. Lo yishan ima b'mita. I feel a call. Okay. Now, I don't know. So, what do you do when you have beds in a room, right? So they can't be in the same bed. So they're in separate beds. Okay. So we know from couples get separate beds. Okay. So the how separate is separate, right? I mean, so the Ben Yeruchim, I haven't quoted him too much. Ben Yeruchim is the Talmud of the Rosh. So Rabbi Yerucham writes and told us Adam Chava Nesim Chava Chelik Dalim. V'chein also lishan amitos and lida filu b'shal she'enam she'enam b'mita. Avol yesh chalak b'zeh im hamita hi rechava. But he says if it's a wide bed, the enon miskarvin zeh lo zeh v'aday mutter shelo also la kreva. Okay, so one thing Ibn Rucham says that if it's a wide bed, all beds are not a problem. Not a problem, that's one thing. The issue is craving. Okay?
They can be on the same bed.
Yes, that's what he's saying. That could be a problem, but it's mutter with the married with the nida. And then he writes, we saw it already. Yeah, it could be a big bed, but it would have to have separate linens, separate blankets. I don't know how you do that with a big bed, the bottom linens are going to be the same. So it could be a double bed, I guess, but they've got to be separate. He says it could be you know, a bed that's big, but it has to be separate slots from the joint to, right? Separate blankets. Okay, the bottom sheet, maybe not.
The problem stops, though.
What's that?
You sleep in the same bed, isn't that a problem with stops all in the linens?
Yeah, so one second. I mean, what does he do with that?
Yeah.
What does he do with that? It could be done hopefully, so I'm not going to hold the stops on the Ruchim. It's not like the Ashkenazi does. Really? No, it's not.
The Rosh.
So the Rush.
The Rush.
The Rush
was well, he lives in Sparta.
Yeah, I'm not sure. The Ruch HaMath was not a Sephardi.
The Rosh is sure Ashkenazi?
Well, it's counted as Ashkenazi, as a background. Okay. We do with the Safsal case. Unless he's saying that they're separate, they're all quite less likely to touch, they're separate in the sheets and blankets, so that, I don't know. Unless the beds are, no, if the beds are sturdy beds and not motion, then it is okay. Right. That's what you have to say. It's more like the sofsel's nailed in. That's what you have to say. Okay? All right, now. The Tashbates, again, it's the Sephardi Tashbates. We mentioned the other day. That's of Shimon who wrote Samach Duran. Okay. That could be a bit. Rabbi Yerucham quotes. At first I thought, look what he says in 39. It's Kosav Arash Bashat Darash Bats. I wasn't sure if he was talking this tube or not. Remember, there's also Ashkenazi with the same initials. Shimshon, but Tzadok, Talmud Ram Rutenberg. He's probably quoting this one. Now I see he's quoting this. Okay, so maybe hold that this time. Okay, anyway, so the Tashbetz, Chelek Gimel, still Nun Ches, Ozvav, Lisha Mitach is Aser. Okay, good. And even Hebrew Bigdor, based on the Hekesh to in the passing of Cheskel to Eish Israel, B'chol Shchiva Sur Meish, Eish Asur B'Shanidah. Aval Yeish L'chalek B'zeim Amiti Miuchenes Lo Aser. Okay, V'chein Amim Metalteles, Aval Im Einu Miuchenes Lo. Im Amito Hi Rechova, V'ein Amis Karvin Zeh Lezeh, V'arai Mutter. Okay, but it's not designated for any one of them, and it's a wide bed, so then even they can come close there, it's mutter. Okay, that's how it is. So basically also he says, more lenient, like the Rabbi Yerucham. And the Maram al-Shaka, or al-Shaka, Simen Tzadi Aleph, was asked this question, right? L'maisa, Shal Shael and Shalti. Im mutu l'isha nid l'esh l'isha nid baila agabe osa mito shal eitz o shal bingan toch av bilon hu mitoso him mitoso. So it's kind of a bed, it's a, I don't know if it means like a canopy or something like this, you know, it's like one big, it's not like regular bed. Vilon is like a canopy.
What, a headboard?
Yeah, well, that's a question about a headboard. Okay, I mean, if the headboard stops and it's not attached, it's certainly not a problem. We'll see that in a second. Okay, I think it means a canopy on top. So tshuva nearly the shayu. I think it's mutter. He quotes the Gaon Ervin, which we'll see in a second. Amar Bruno, Rav Kol Halam Bekilo, Sheishris Teshuvim Bo Alav, Akasom Ha'ez Teshay, Yemen Tegushun, based on again, Amar Yosef, Afilu Ishtu Nida, Mashmani Chol Anida Leish Mishka Bekilo, Shemal Yosh Shokim Bo, Upirish Kilo Mishon Kloin, Ruo Oel, or Vilon, Haporush, Shoshokun Shom Ishtu Nida, I think it's like, you know, you see the old movies, they go up to the king's bedrooms, or queen's bedrooms, a big canopy on top, you know, fancy bed, like that. So that's what I mean, he's Matev. Okay, because it's big. So all these poskim say, as long as it's a big space, he's basically going to go on Erevin, Samach Gimel Beis, 42. Amar Bruno Marav, Kol Yoshen Bekilo, Sheish Ishto Shuyim Bo. Someone else sleeps in that same canopy, under the same canopy. So it's not right. Alavar Kazom in the Shea Amitig Rishum Beis Tanu Geha. Rashi said Bekilo Becheder. I don't think this means a regular room. It's like a room within a room almost. You know what I'm talking about. These four posted, these beams with four posts and everything on top and so on. So someone else, they're sometimes huge. So someone else sleeps under, that's not right. Right? They're embarrassed and so on and so forth. But Rama Biosa feel Bishonida. Okay? And Rama says, Bishonida is a good thing. It'll keep away from it. No, Loi, Hadjimanbacha, who's watched them before? I'm not interested in the details of the Gemara, other than to show that the Gemara understands that Ishtonida could be under this. I mean, he could sleep with this. So based on that, the Maharal Shaka, based on this Gemara, says you can sleep with it. It's a big thing like that they can sleep together under. You follow? However, Ha'omid Le'Denu is the Mordechai. Okay. The Mordechai there in Shabbos in the first parak, at the end of Rav Zvi Shlomo Ches, quotes. Okay. Mordechai is Machmer, the name of the Maram. He's the Haram Kosav, the Tzorch Lizoyer. Dim Yeshtei Mitos, V'ragle Ha'achas Mogas B'chaverta, Shol Yishkav Hu Ba'achas Yishnei Demacharis, Imo Yosim Hefzik Netan. Even if just the legs are touching, the bottom is touching, once they put them between. So it doesn't, certainly if it's big, it's not going to help. And when his canopies won't help, and he said, it can't be touching, the beds can't be touching. And that's how Shulchan Aruch, Ramo is Machmer. It's in Kuv Tzarei Hesivov, Hagoah, 45. Okay. He rejects that kula with the linen. Who was that again? That was Ben Rucham, right? It's a separate linen. It's good. He doesn't accept it. Okay. The mother doesn't accept it. He's afilu yesh lechol echad matzah mitnei atzmo. Afilu im shok mishtei mitos. Two separate beds. Well, mitos no good is awesome. Okay. So he's machmer. Okay. The Bach writes, he says that some people disagree about the second line. Mita Rechava, Leila Miskarvin Zelzeh, Vare Mutter Medina, Kemosha Kazmin Rucham, Rivers Yosef, but Meul of Yimash Kazma Mordechai, the Philip was saying, Mr. Hafsov and Kosha, and Shahamitach as Rechava. I feel the Ashul Chalach and Matzach, or King Kazmin Yosef, he said, Achin Akinam. So the Bach says it's against the Kula of the Rucham. What else was that? The Maral Shach, the Tashmei Maral Shach later. But anyway, it's against the school. It's Bach Seir Achar, B'chach V'nachim. All right. Now the Pesach Tshuva, it's a quote in Yud Aleph, and so called Tzadi Aleph, says, well, what does it mean that the legs are touching each other? Okay, I mean, the legs are touching each other, but she sleeps with the head one way, and he sleeps with the head the other way, or But it's still, they're a long line. They're touching each other, but his head is over here, her head is over there. They're not, you know, physical ability to have a bunch of contact. And so he said, that's been mutter also. But, he said, nonetheless, Olam Nogim Kistimos Lashon Rabo. V'chule Alma Shenogim Zeb Zeb Oser. Okay, but he writes on a fourth line, important, Av Hefresh Kol Shehu Be'mita L'mita Mutter. But if it is, there's reason you can think you make it depending on how the veg is structured, but certainly, he says, we would accept the Ramo, they shouldn't even be touching, the veg should not be touching. Okay. Or, but if there's any kind of Hefsek, it's Mutter. Okay?
Even if it's on the actual heads?
So he would say, no, there have to be some sort of a hefsek. The link to the same headboard, that's a machlokas. Some say the link to the same headboard. Others say, no, the headboard, they can both be connected to the headboard, they're not touching each other.
He's saying as long as they're separate, let's say you have two beds within the one confined space, could you like move it like this, but the heads are still touching? Or
According to Ramo, it wouldn't be a problem, I think, because they're still touching. Okay? But, that's the question, towards the end, he writes, the Bishop Shiva does, it could be different in those kinds of beds. The Nira Kemita Achas Arucha, they look like one big bed. And maybe that also, they even though set apart, it look like, you know, so the headboard looks like one big bed, right? Although, we never attach it, it's just, you know, it's just there for decorative purposes. But anyway, it's Nira Kemita Achas Arucha. Mito Shalom is to Teva Mukok, and it's Alamala Mutter. But our beds are just separate units, as he's talking about, more like people totally separate beds, they're not even touching at all, like separate boxes almost. He said that would be mutter. So I printed it back. You saw it at the very end of Sheva Levi. That's the Shira Sheva Levi here in Simchot Sadi Hayes. It quotes different shitas. Okay, quotes different shitas. Shira Herchik Ben Amitos, Chazub Iska Tshuva, the Mikar Din Shtagi Behefresh Mashahu. But he says, when he saw him near Shagam Zegar Mishlam, but they're so close, even though the Heftik Mash is not enough. Okay? They could have, nevertheless, they could come too close to each other. He quotes an Arizal. The Arizal, I call it Mubashir Kadesha, Karmak Soso Soligo Zebizet. The far part that even the sheets, nothing touches. Further part. Okay? The Eish Omer Kadei Mavar Odom. It's got to be enough room that a person can lie. The bed should be spread apart enough that a person, meaning basically we roll over, you fall down. That's how far apart it has to be. Okay? And we yesh omim kidei shaliyagibo shafas yad. Okay? That, you know, you can't reach over. You can't reach over with your hand. We yesh omim merchak amo. Okay? Some people put a table on arms, a little bureau or drawers in between. Ulachitcha chatchila, he says, yesh hafsik shir amo. Okay? Others say Yeshu Stadel Lahachik Kishir, because not always possible. She Yeshu Stadel. Let me through this. Lahachik Kishir Roch of Adam Ushishu Agibo Shantos Yav. Mishasat Chag. Efsher Lismach Alam Akilim Kipash Ramov Aposkin Den Ogas Bovar Oser. Mishasat Chag. You rely on the bunches. It shouldn't be touching. Sometimes you're a guest in someone's house. You can't rearrange the bed, so you can rely on that. Okay. But our rooms are built differently, and so on. And he brings a raya that the Gemara says about the kilo. So, you know, obviously, it is okay. Anyway, Hayu Tzadikim Charedim Shal Yashna Mechadim made that. They slept in a different room. Okay, but it's not necessary, because you see from the case of the Gemara in Erevin that they slept in the same canopy. They don't have to go to a separate room. Lemaisa, I think the most of the posts can say that it should be far enough apart that you can't roll without noticing it. If you roll over in your sleep, you'd fall into all this space. You know, the crack between the beds, you know, would be enough. And a different minhagim. That's what the Shiva Shem Alevi's telling you. It's different minhagim. Okay? I think, what are the Chosin teachers saying here? What are the Chosin teachers saying?
Neuber says that as long as there's any space, but like, I think I remember him saying that as long as like, it's best slate
with the
blankets on top or something like that. Like,
right, I thought, you know, if you're enough space that if you're rolling, you'd notice it. You know, I don't have to be that far, you'd have to fall on the floor. But I mean that you'd notice if you rolled over. Okay. The last issue here, because it's brought up in the Pesach Tshuva here, in Sivkot, and to come back to 49, in Sivkot Yud, there is the question, you see why it comes up here. Tzorech Ian imuto lishmoa kol zemer shalom. When the woman's in England, she sings, can the husband hear? Because after all, he said, what's it got to do with us? Because none of the Gemara's made the equation and Daf Gimel between Eishes Reyehu and Ishtanida. He said, whatever applies to Ishtanida applies to Ishtanida. Maybe Hekesh goes all the way. So he's not sure. Okay, he says, Shabbos Daf Gimel, I'm Makish Ishtanida, Eishes Reyehu. Just Yichud's allowed, or a special din of a Sugam Shoshanim or whatever. But what about hearing the voice? And we know that in general, by another woman, Kolbi Sha'erba, so he says maybe it should be the same problem here, but Tzarchian. So Rav Moshe was asked this question. And back I printed the three recent tshuvas about it, relatively recent tshuvas. Igros Moshe, Yerdei Chelik Beis Siman Ayin Hei, Udvar Kol B'Ishto Nida In Muto L'Shmo Shema Zemeres. He quotes a Pesach tshuva that is Nisha B'Tzarchian L'Chem Aroy L'Hachmer. Moshe's Machmer on it. The Minchas Yitzchak, Lion Weiss, this tshuva is Chelik Zayin Sin Ayin, also quotes this Pesach tshuva Tzarchian. And he says, because after all, the Gemara only allowed Yichud with Ishto Nida based on the Pasuk Suga Shoshanim and so on, but other things not. So he leans that way also. Kol Bisha Erba. And he says, Nishar Pishke Chuv, it's our Ian. But he says, Zerak in his Amaris La Atzma, on the Chabenes La Anos, Baila Pshita Shakir Hagel Dover. And she's walking around humming, okay, then you can say, you know, okay, it's our Ian. But he said, even the Pishke, everyone would agree that if she's singing, Daf could entertain him or to, you know, entice him with her voice. You know, then that's certainly not right. The other Rav Yosef is Mekel. I don't know if he'd be Mekel in that case if she's mom is doing it for him. Rav Yosef in general on this issue of Ishto Nida with her voice is the Chuvas Yabia Omer Chelik Dalad Yerdei Simen Tesvav. So you want to read the whole Chuvas, he quotes everybody in the usual derech, right? Nishalti Mutu Lishmo Kol Shiu Shal Ishto Nida. And he quotes the Chuvas, you know, some of them have heard of, others, and he says, Chuvas Chemdes Moshe, that the hekesh is not, even though it's a hekesh, look on the third line, ain't a hekesh l'chol dover, right? That hekesh, Eishes Reyehu, is not a hekesh for everything. After all, he said, that's a preview of tomorrow, Shem Hashem, Shari Mutal is takil b'shtanir v'komos ha'glum shabal, right? You're allowed to look at you know, when she wipes an ethan, she's getting dressed, you're allowed to see, you know, places that are normally covered. Over Eishes Reyehu, also is takil afil v'etz v'tana, so how can it be? After we have a hekesh, so you shouldn't be allowed to look at her at all. You know, obviously, the hekesh doesn't go all the way. Okay, it doesn't encompass everything. So he said, "Well, did not be leading shmias kol zemer shlish to need a shari high timer." Okay, and certainly he says the lady quotes the Ben Ishchai that he says certainly that you know the woman is shareres l'kol noim shire eres l'hardi matino. She's singing lullabies, you know, to the babies to put them to sleep. Okay, so he says certainly that's allowed. Okay, if the kid's crying and so on and so forth, then there's nowhere else to be, so you can certainly hear it. Okay, and he says in general, the halacha is to be mekel over here.
Now, even so, if she's singing for
I don't think he said that. She'd say that for him. He doesn't. I don't think he'd say. I didn't see the quote of the Minchas Yitzchak, and I don't think he. I think you have to agree that. Now he writes, Afal Bisha wrote the halacha shemachmir and tovalam bracha, tovalam bracha, mekoma koma mekelo hefsid. Okay. On the other hand, he says at the end, "Shemakir ba'atzmo, know yourself." What is it? Know thyself. Right? In other words, if you know that you're going to get aroused and so on, so then okay, so then you take that into account as well. But other than that, he's made. So you have to choose. Moshe's machmanet. Okay.
Rabbi is
making. Rabbi is making. Unless you know yourself, okay.